It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so more is coming out about Kelly Clarkson's divorce. It's making a little more sense now. You know, it was so abrupt and people were so shocked and nobody knew what happened. So I just assumed cheating, but I don't think it is. I think it's all money. I think
money.
It all stems back to money from what we're seeing now, because she is coming after him, asking him for millions of dollars back because he was her manager. But what? She's saying, oh no, it turns out he wasn't actually my manager because he never obtained a license. She had another company taking care of her too, because he's her personal manager from this company. Yeah. Then they get married and then he keeps getting paid. So you see how this goes, right? Yeah. And now she's going, da 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 da. He scammed me out of millions. I want all of it back. And he doesn't get that money. So now, because he was already trying to sue her for more money that he said she owed him. And she's like, oh no, we're going to break this down and you're going to give me all my money back, because you were technically getting managing fees and you weren't even in the place to do that. So
business got in the way. This is why you don't eat where you poop or poop where you eat.
Right?
Is that what you call it?
That's right.
It's called? Yeah.
She might have learned a hard lesson, and she's earned a lot.
Yeah.
Over the years, her career has been just fine. So he's coming after her for money. She's saying, no, you owe me money. And he wanted to move the kids to Montana, to their ranch. And she's like, no, they've been in L.A. the whole time. I don't want them going back and forth. And the judge agreed and put him in L.A. and said they can visit him on the weekends. So they can go to Montana on the weekends.
Oh, you poor kids have to go to Montana on the weekends.
You have to fly to your ranch.
Go hiking in the mountains in Montana.
We joke, but divorce. Divorce is hard on kids. We joke.
I get it.
They don't care about the ranches. They just want their mom and dad together. Remember that at the end of the day. We're making fun of them like they get it. As adults, we think it's hysterical that it's like my ranch or my L.A. mansion.
Nice when mom and dad can afford extravagant distractions to make you not think about it. That way you can delay the trauma and work that out with a therapist when you're older.
Who cares about the trauma? You're going to Montana.
Right? Yeah. Our coworker won't talk about it, so I told him I would throw it on our radio show because it's gossip.
Hell.
And I want to know what he should do.
There's only like six people in the damn building. How did I miss the juice?
I
need to know, dude.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. So, and I think this could actually build resentment if he doesn't say anything to the boss, by the way, about this.
Dude, those are the worst. That's resentment with anything and not saying something will eat you alive, let me tell you. Okay, so.
I don't know if you remember a couple days ago when there were a bunch of people in the building, like some salespeople, Allie.
Yes, I did. We hadn't seen them in months. I was like, oh, hello, coworkers. I was so happy to see them. It was like exciting.
It was interesting because we always do something around the holidays. A lot of places do.
I'm shocked when I see people still having holiday parties. I can't even give that a like on social media. I'm like, really?
Was you
that
see
necessary?
Those? Yes. I haven't seen any.
I thought it was unnecessary this year. I'm like, you needed to have a holiday party. I
haven't seen any.
And you need to post about it.
It's
have
a
you
Christmas
seen the COVID
party.
Numbers, you
it's
dummy?
A Christmas party. Thank you very
I don't
much.
Get it. So all the things.
So they were here the other day. They were handing out some envelopes to all these employees. Everybody was getting an envelope
at the radio station.
At the radio station,
right,
all
right.
The employees. We usually get something like a card, like a thank you, and sometimes there's things inside of it, like a gift certificate or something like that. Well, one of the people that work here, they got one of those envelopes from our bosses.
Yeah.
It was a nice card with a gift certificate inside to a grocery store.
Okay.
And he was like, cool, awesome, I'm going to go use this, buy some groceries.
Yeah.
$50 worth of groceries.
Great.
Cool. Something he could need. He's got a couple kids at home, so got to go to the grocery store. Runs to the grocery store and pulls out their gift certificate to use it.
Oh, no.
It's dead.
What do you mean it's dead?
Zero balance.
This just happened with your wife.
I know. But this was like, it just didn't have a balance on it. It had already been used.
And it was given to him by his boss.
It was given to him by the boss.
How awkward.
So he doesn't
know. He has to say something.
That's what I said. He goes, I guess I'll just have to pay for it. And I go,
No,
you got to say something. You got to. Because then
the boss didn't do that on purpose.
Well, if I say something like that, then I feel ungrateful. Like, hey, remember that gift you gave me? It doesn't work. Like, that sounds weird coming from him. Is what he told me. So I go, why don't you just
say
something?
It's not, though, because guess what? If somebody's using gift cards that shouldn't be, we need to know.
Right.
If it was a misunderstanding, fine. But if there is somebody out there on our staff who decided to use a gift card they weren't entitled to, that might be something we need to know.
Or if they accidentally gave him one that wasn't working.
Which is probably more like it. But just in case, you never know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you never know. Like,
I got the same gift that he did, and I was like, I wonder if mine work. I want to go try it now.
Oh, you don't know yet?
I don't know yet. Now I'm curious.
See, and I didn't even get one. And now I'm like, now I'm happy I didn't get one. I was all sad. Now I'm like, well, hell, it wouldn't have worked anyway.
It wouldn't mean it worked anyways.
Stayed here for a gift card that didn't work.
But how awkward when somebody gives you something like that and it doesn't work.
It happened to me with my wedding.
Yeah.
15,000 years ago where we got a gift card to Bar Louie. And it had nothing on it. It was so awkward. Like, and we didn't know what to do. We were like, do you tell the person? Now I would totally tell someone.
Back then,
was awkward and I didn't say anything.
But I just thought he thinks it's weird because it's his boss. Like, he doesn't want to say anything because it was like they were excited to give it to him.
Like, he feels like he's being ungrateful if he says, hey,
which
this
doesn't
work.
Which a lot of people would. That's how my wife felt. And lo and behold, we found out it was just a mix-up. Somebody else had used the wrong card.
He shouldn't feel that way because the person giving the gift doesn't want you to have a zero balance on it.
No, they wanted you to use it.
They did. They would be upset probably. If they were a decent person, they would be upset that your gift card had nothing on it.
I highly doubt that person said, you know what? Let's give this guy a card that doesn't work because we don't really like him.
Exactly.
Let's make him go out of his way.
Tell somebody.
He absolutely does.
Should you say, especially at work. It's not even like it's a friend or a family member or an in-law.
If it was my grandmother, I might not say something and just move on with my day.
Just to be nice.
Just to be nice to my grandma. But we should totally say something to the boss, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Just in case, like you said, like it's...
Just in case somebody used it that shouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
It's probably a mix-up, but you never know.
Thank you.
And if you got somebody who's got sticky fingers, you need to know.
That's what I told him. He was like, yeah, I'm just going to eat it. And I'm like, why are you just going to eat it? You got to say something.
No.
What are you talking about?
You don't take a gift, go spend your own money, and then not tell them.
Absolutely. If you disagree, 414-799-1037. But I think you should totally talk to the boss.
Is he afraid he's going to get fired or something?
No, he's just a weirdo.
He should probably think it out. Like, wait, how much trouble could I really get in for this?
I'll buy $50 back, damn it. That's what I want. It's Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. By the way, I'm not mad at you for posting that picture of me.
I was just saying off the air, were you mad at me for posting the birthday picture of you I posted? And Riggs said, I loved it.
If you go to 103.7 Kiss FM on Instagram.
Or Facebook. It's on Facebook, too.
Yeah. I did an underwear fashion show, 2 years ago, maybe?
It's Riggs in his underwear.
Yeah.
Let me see how many likes you got yesterday. Let me see how popular you are.
But I was in great shape at that moment in my life, and I was working towards that. So I was like, you know what? I'm all right with that. I don't care. I don't care.
Look at you. Come at me. All these people saying happy birthday to you.
That was yesterday, by the way.
That was yesterday. Yeah. Your birthday.
Uh-huh.
But you can go see that picture of him in his underwear on the Kiss Facebook or the Kiss FM Instagram.
Sorry.
They're both glorious.
I'm taken, ladies.
I love 113 comments you got?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It took a while.
You're in your underwear. What can you expect?
Our boy Giannis topped a list, and it's not a sporting list. I mean, he was the MVP of the NBA not too long ago, so he's on the top of the list of our hearts in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But he made the top of the list for the most mispronounced names of 2020. There's a company that does this. It's the U.S. captioning department. Apparently, it's a whole organization that does TV captioning. Yeah. Well, for hearing impaired people.
Well, I was married to a guy who was hearing impaired, so I've dealt with all that caption stuff.
The U.S. captioning company handles subtitles for events in real time on TV. So anytime you turn on subtitles, there's somebody there and there's programs that can make sure there's always closed captioning for people that are hearing impaired.
Since it's a disability. You got to have people in every area to handle the disabilities and make it people able to have all the things we have.
And subtitles are even great because you can watch videos, you know, during meetings or while you're in the bathroom and just read the captions. It's great.
Hudson puts them on. It makes me nuts. Uh-huh. He loves to turn them on.
I love subtitles, too.
Well, I like... When I was married, it just became a thing. Like, I was just used to it on the TV because he had a hearing disability. Now, I've readjusted to not having the caption on. And so when Hudson does it, I'm like, get it off! It's annoying! But I'm glad it's there for people that need it, you know?
So the most mispronounced name of 2020 was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's a hard name.
It is.
if you're not Greek, man.
It is. It totally is. Even when he moved here, when he got drafted, they were like, what? They called him the alphabet guy because they were like, yeah, the guy with all the letters in his name.
With all the letters.
They had to shrink the font on the back of the jerseys for him.
Yeah.
They had to make it smaller.
That's right.
Because his name is so long.
His name, how many letters are in his last name? I never thought about
it. Antetokounmpo. A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
I wasn't counting. Start over.
A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O. Antetokounmpo.
13!
13 letters.
I wonder which...
Better than Jones or Smith.
We could do a topic on this one day. Who has a longer name than Giannis? Like, nobody listening or somebody listening?
You'll have some people with some very exotic, like, Middle Eastern last names that are, like, super long.
Or some chick will call in with a hyphenated last name. Like, well, here's my hyphenated one. I'm like, that doesn't count. Do you know what would be funny?
What's that?
If you had a hyphenated name on a jersey.
Yes, they do.
Like, they do.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix had a hyphenated name.
Right.
They have hyphenated names on jerseys.
Is that because their parents gave them hyphenated names?
Maybe.
Obviously, because my niece and nephew have hyphenated.
Yeah.
They have both mom and dad's name.
Yeah, there's some hyphenated names out there. The other mispronounced names of 2020, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, she's the freaking vice president in a month. Kamala, you should know how to say this.
But in
now.
The beginning, when people didn't know, maybe people that didn't know who she was, they're like, Kamala?
I just take insult with people that don't even want to, that intentionally say it
that
wrong
intentionally,
and think they're funny. And I'm like, you're actually really insulting right now. step up and come on. We got our first black woman as the vice president.
The other one up there was Leonardo da Vinci for some reason. I don't know why that name is. Some sort
That's
of a viral meme.
That's hard for people
meme.
To pronounce.
I guess so. This is according again to the U.S. Caption Company.
And the That's interesting.
The other one was Yosemite. Because President Trump mispronounced it.
Ah, so that, I forgot like, that.
In August.
He mispronounces a lot.
It should be Yosemite.
God.
It's Yosemite National Park.
I forgot that happened. But Giannis, I blocked it out of my memory that the president didn't know how to say our national park.
Giannis,
I blocked it out.
And Giannis topped the list of the most mispronounced name of 2020. Congratulations, Giannis.
We love you, Giannis.
You and your 13 letters. Now, would you sign that deal? Sign it. Come on.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere. In between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Lil Wayne has a ton of money. He sold his catalog for like $100 million. Do you remember that? I don't know if you knew that
million?
Or not. He had sold it for $100 million at one point, so he's got plenty of money.
His catalog?
Yeah, it said he sold, or his masters, I should say. Isn't that the same thing?
No, it's different.
Oh, well, he sold his masters to Universal Music Group for $100 million. What's the difference between the masters and his catalog? I thought it was just his music and
he owns it.
It's
complicated, but it's contractual. Basically, like the masters are owning all of the music and the rights to do whatever they want with it. They can put it in commercials, they can put it in movies
and
TV.
So he sold that?
Yes.
He sold that.
Okay.
To Universal Music Group for $100 million. But anyway, he has this other lawsuit. This is, I don't want to confuse you, but basically his ex-manager says he owes him $20 million and filed a lawsuit about it.
$20
million? He says Lil Wayne hired him back in 2005 to renegotiate his deal with Cash Money, and then Lil Wayne was beefing with Cash Money, with Birdman, all this stuff. Look, let me get to the juice of it all. The guy was supposed to get paid by Lil Wayne in the end because Lil Wayne settled the Cash Money lawsuit a couple of years ago. And he says, but I never got paid. I only got a few payments from that settlement.
Really?
And they were nowhere near what he says Lil Wayne owes him. Okay? So he says Lil Wayne owes him $20 million is what the lawsuit's.
$20
million. That's
dollars.
A lot to sue for.
But for how long? How long has it been since? You said since 2000, was it 8?
2018 is 2018? When it was settled, the lawsuit. But the guy's not getting really paid. He got a couple of payments. But basically, because that's the problem. So think about this. You take someone to court and you win, but then they don't pay. What a nightmare. It's like child support drama. You know what I mean? Like they're supposed to be paying, but they don't. Then you got to go back to court to get it. It's what a pain in the ass.
Or any lawsuit where you sue someone for more than what they have, then you have to go back and find out how they pay you.
Although, when I worked for a politician in college, I worked for a state representative. That was one of my jobs as an intern. Yeah. I helped single parents try to get their child support. So, like, you could write your local, this is actually good for people to know, you could write your local politicians.
All the time.
And say, I'm not getting this, please help. And then I would then call the child support agency for the state. I was just an intern.
Yeah.
I would do all this. And then I would get the ball rolling to help some of these women, because it was all women. It was all women, unfortunately, trying to get child support. And these guys were just disappearing or saying they didn't have a job when they did or whatever, you know. So... So that's, yeah, I guess you don't always have to go to court.
Lil Wayne being sued by his ex-manager for $20 million.
If you have $100 million, I'd be like, yeah, just take the 20. Go.
It's easy, easy to say.
Get out of my life. Get out of my life.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. If I said it in passing, I guess I don't feel so bad. It depends on what I said in passing to you.
You said something that stuck with me off the air, and I had to bring it up on the air and ask our listeners, because I don't understand you people sometimes.
Like, what do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people? By the way, you can always call or text us, 414-799-1037.
Okay. When I have to run errands, I prefer them to be by my house, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes I have to drive from New Berlin to downtown, New Berlin to Waukesha, New Berlin to, I don't know, Milwaukee, whatever.
Yeah.
My doctor's downtown. Fine. There's little things maybe that annoy me, but I go.
Yeah.
And you said to me, oh, my wife, somebody called and said, oh, the hairstylist.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, the hairstylist is in Brookfield. My wife's not going to drive to Brookfield. And I looked at you and I'm like, you live in Franklin, dude.
Yeah.
What do you mean you act like Brookfield is so far? So why this triggered me was because years ago when I first started on Kiss FM, many moons ago, we had an intern, some will remember, Big Loaf, and I'll never forget on the air, talking about how he grew up in Muskego and he had never been downtown.
What?
Never. And it just blew my mind. But there are so many kids like this. Like, they don't leave their city. And there's parents and there's adults who never leave their city. I cannot process that at all.
Yeah.
So, like, how far is to, like, the fact that you thought Franklin to Brookfield was far to me blew my mind. So, that's why I was like, I got to get some perspective from people on how far they'll drive.
Well, here's the thing. Living in Franklin, where we live in Franklin, it's at least 10 minutes to any sort of freeway access to 94.
I agree. It's annoying if you're in the center of Franklin, yes.
It's the worst, and
it's
that's
like
where we are.
It's like being in the center of Milwaukee and having to go all the way to the freeway to 94 or 894.
So, if we lived closer to the freeway, Brookfield would only be 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Super easy. But now that we live in Franklin.
So you're saying it's the drive to the freeway that adds too much.
It adds it so, because when we can't Bow Wow in Waukesha. When we used to take Samson to the one in Waukesha, it was a pain in the ass because it's a 30-minute drive.
It was far for you.
So an hour round trip, that adds up. So an hour of my day is spent just driving to take my dog to daycare in Waukesha.
Yeah.
That's why I was thankful when they opened the one in Oak Creek, because that's 10 minutes.
More, okay, so it's convenient.
10 minutes. Convenience is key. And it matters what you're driving for, too. Like, what you're going to do.
If it's important to you. It's like when I would drive to Oak Creek once a week, no matter what, to go to medical weight loss and wellness. Yeah. I still do.
How far
and now
was that?
I go to Greenfield. It was like 20 minutes each way. So that's like 40 minutes. But that's a 40-minute drive out of your day. What's so funny?
Another topic for another day is when somebody says, how far away is it? And you give me an answer in time rather than distance.
Oh!
You know?
Well, because everybody drives different.
I
get there in 20. But now it's closer. But I didn't mind because it was important to me, just like I'll go to my doctor. Why are people so afraid to drive far? How far is too far?
This is a pain in the ass.
If you see a light show for Christmas in Port Washington and you're in Milwaukee, is that too far?
That's worth it because it's a destination to go and do something. You're actually going and doing something.
But then, like, how did the former intern grow up his whole life and never leave Muskego? That blows my mind.
Sheltered.
Somebody texted, and you can call or text 414-799-1037.
Yeah.
You say sheltered, but I think it's more common. My point is, I feel like we're the weird ones agreeing to drive 20 minutes to go somewhere sometimes.
When other people are more likely just to stay in their own little neighborhood.
Yeah, it says, I live downtown and drive to Appleton to get my hair done.
What?
When you find a good one, you'll drive anywhere. Now
dedication.
Appleton is where I would have been like, are you crazy? See, when you said Franklin to Brookfield,
yes,
I was like, come on, it's not that far. But
it's all relative
downtown
too.
To Appleton, I would say, are you crazy? See what I mean?
Right. Well, let's say like Muskego to Mequon. That's quite a distance as well.
I would do it.
That's quite a distance.
I wouldn't do
though.
It regularly.
Right.
The phones. You want to get the phones?
Oh, yeah, sure. 414-799-1037. Right. By the way, you can call or you can text that same number. How far is too far to drive for something?
Oh, we're getting texts too.
Good.
Nice.
We'll read your text and we'll talk to you next. It's Kiss. Sure, you'll make a drive. How far are you willing to drive, though?
Oh, these texts are great.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text us.
I said I didn't understand why Riggs said his wife would never drive from Franklin to Brookfield to get her hair done. It was too far. And then we started discussing when people say how far is too far to drive for something. Somebody texted in, perfect example. They said, I drive 20 minutes to get Chipotle. That's a perfect example of someone who will branch out and go drive, you know?
Yeah, especially when you want a burrito from Chipotle.
Right.
I know
or
how it
feels.
Or
you like our former intern who had never left Mississippi. Muskego is, I couldn't believe it when when I heard that story. I'm like, you never went downtown? You're 25? That's crazy.
Speaking of drives, Port Washington is where Jordan is this morning.
Jordan is in Port Washington. Hey, girl.
It's north.
Hey.
Morning.
Yeah. So you were saying how far is too far.
Yeah.
Actually, we drove 8 hours or 8.5 hours just to see a solar eclipse, and that was just one way.
Oh, that's right. Because to go and see the actual total eclipse, you had to be in a certain part of the United States.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, you're a traveler. You're a mover and a shaker like me. I like it.
Yeah.
She's not
Absolutely.
Afraid to get out of town. You see what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
She's a good example of not afraid to leave her city. So many people don't leave their cities.
Yeah, where did you drive 8 hours? Was that down to like St. Louis or Iowa or something?
I think it was like Iowa, somewhere in Iowa.
Yeah, that's where it went through. So, all right, so 8 hours, that's a long way.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
But when are you ever going to see a total eclipse again?
Yeah.
Right, that's what we thought too.
There you go.
So I think the next one's actually in 2024, so we're planning our trip for that already.
All right. Jordan, thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Somebody texted in and said, hi, my name's Blake. I live in Franklin, but I work out in Menominee Falls, and I make that commute every day. So 35-minute drive to go somewhere is nothing.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
That's
somebody else
work.
Said, oh, God, we have so many texts here. They go, Waukesha to West Bend. That's not messing around.
No, that's not.
That's a haul.
That is a hike.
Yeah.
Kathy's driving this morning to Stevens Point.
Whoa, that's a girl. Are you going on vacation or?
Yeah,
I live in Stevens Point and I work in Pewaukee.
What? Shut up. You do this every day or every week?
So I come down Monday morning.
Okay.
And I get to Pewaukee at 7, and I leave Friday morning at 7.
Do you have a family at home or anything?
I do.
Is that hard?
It's a little difficult, but I will say, you know, with marriage, sometimes absence does make the heart grow fonder. So.
Yeah. How far of a drive is that from Stevens Point to Pewaukee?
38 miles.
Yeah, I lived in Wausau.
Yeah.
It's probably 2 to 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, living in central Wisconsin,
yep.
You know, it's nothing for me to get in my car and drive to Appleton to go shopping. And
right. You know, she's right, because I lived in Wausau. I was on a radio station there 20 years ago, WIFC. I'm sure she knows it. I spent time in Stevens Point, girlfriend at the bars. I did. That's a haul, man.
Every day.
What do you do that you have to work so far away? I'm dying to know.
So my sister owns group homes for developmentally disabled adults.
Okay.
So I come down and I'm with them 24/7 all week long. I'm the main staff at one of the homes with four gentlemen. So
it's important because she trusts you and it's family biz.
Yep.
That's a hike. Well,
what does your husband do that you can't leave Stevens Point? See, I have so many questions now. I'm like, what is he doing in Stevens Point that you can't move to Pewaukee? You know,
my husband drives for Speedy Delivery, actually.
Oh, nice.
So, nice.
Yeah,
he's a courier.
I mean, we could, probably move down here, although he has a child from his first marriage.
Oh.
So,
there's a lot of other things moving, a lot of moving parts.
You say
that.
Child, I say anchor.
Yeah.
That's just holding you back there.
Shut up, okay? I'm sorry, Kathy. We're moving on now.
Okay.
Kathy, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you calling.
Somebody said I drive
safe back to you at Stevens Point.
Be careful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's probably happy she's going home. I drive from Keewaskum to Oconomowoc for work every morning, driving now while listening to you guys every morning. Then I drive for work, then home. I am always driving, but no distance is too far to make money. That's Phil.
Growing up, my dad, we lived in Indianapolis, and my dad drove to Detroit, Michigan every week. Did
just
the same
like she
thing
did,
just
but
like
farther.
She did. Yeah, but further.
There's like the people that commute for the week and then go home.
Yeah, the whole week, and then it would come home on Fridays. We never saw him.
Somebody else said, I live in Racine. I drive to Whitewater to get my hair done. This is like, how far will you drive? Will you leave your city? And like, remember, I was dating a guy in Oconomowoc.
Yeah.
And that was far for me when you're dating someone.
How long did it take you to drive to and
30
from?
30 minutes.
30
each
minutes
way.
Each way, yeah.
So that stalls your relationship because you can't see each other as much. It's not when someone's in your town, you can go over in the middle of the day for 5 minutes
hop
and go
over
home.
For a quickie and come home. Yes.
You can't.
Nope.
It doesn't work like that.
You got to plan 3 hours of your day or at least 2.5 hours.
I would drive that far for a quickie. But anyway,
who's
no. Oconomowoc to Madison daily, somebody says. I don't think that's weird to live in the middle.
No, it's not.
And then somebody else said, I commute from my bedroom to my living room for work.
That's the best. That's the 2020 commute of the year. The greatest commute of 2020. From the bedroom to the couch.
What's Colin's
work from home.
Muskego.
What up, Colin?
Hey, so I actually think it all depends. Like, I'm not going to travel out of my way to go, like, to the local
to like a Pick and Save.
Okay. Right, because those reps, they're everywhere. Or Quick Trips or whatever. They're everywhere.
If it's further, like, I have a friend who lives in Kenosha, and his daughter actually, for Christmas, he just had to go to Build-A-Bear in Mayfair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, okay. There ain't no...
Like, Build-A-Bear anywhere else. It's like going to American Girl in Chicago. It's like you go or you don't.
Or if you need to go to an Apple store, you got two options, Mayfair, Bayshore. Which one? Pick one.
Mm-hmm.
Pick one. Depending on where you live, it's a while. All right,
man. And it's like the next closest one to him is in Illinois, and he's like, I ain't paying tolls to get there, so...
That's funny.
Colin, thanks for listening, dude. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Somebody texted in that they drive to get their eyebrows done. How far did they say they drive? Oh, my God. It was like something crazy.
To get their eyebrows done?
Yes.
It better be a really good eyebrow job.
West Bend to Greenfield for my eyebrows. Damn.
That might be 40 minutes for eyebrows. It's worth it.
Honestly.
It's worth it.
And then somebody else said measuring in time is such a Wisconsin thing to do.
Totally.
Not distance.
414-799-1037. You know when you see one of those stories that hit you like right in the feels?
Oh,
like one of those one of those good feel-good stories?
Yes.
It sounds a little sad, but then it has like a really good ending at the end. It's fantastic. And I saw one of these, Allie, and it's what this guy got for his 21st birthday from his father that passed away from cancer.
Oh, geez.
I'll tell you about this in a second. It's, it's sad, but it's hilarious. It's awesome.
Okay.
And it's very Wisconsin.
I gotta hear it now. You said he died, but it was hilarious. I gotta hear this one.
I'll tell you about it next. Hold on. By the way, our holiday helpers are going on right now through the 21st. You can make online donations.
Today's the 11th, by the way, because I know that when you say the 21st, I think to myself, I don't even know what day it is, Riggs. So
it's Friday the 11th.
Days.
Yeah. You've got 10 more days.
10 more days is how I need you to talk to me this year.
10 more days to go to 1037kissfm.com. Click on the picture of Allie and I dressed as elves. You can make a virtual donation there. We're hooking up with Toys for Tots to give presents to families and kids in southeastern Wisconsin that probably won't have a Christmas this year.
Yep.
1037kissfm.com. Go check it out right now for Riggs and Allie's Holiday Helpers.
All right, so what happened?
So this guy lost his father to cancer 6 years ago. 6 years ago. And he just now turned 21 this past weekend.
Oh, so he was only 15.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's a hard time.
Before he passed away, his dad gives his sister a $10 bill and says, I'm not going to be there for his 21st birthday. I want to buy him his first beer.
Okay.
So he hands her a $10
cute.
Bill. They put it in an envelope and she keeps it until this past weekend when he turned 21.
Oh, no. And he had no idea?
No idea. So she gives him the $10. He goes to a bar. He buys a Bud Light because that was his dad's favorite beer.
Aww.
Gets a Bud Light in his honor. And this goes on social media and it sets on fire. Budweiser catches wave of it.
Oh.
Budweiser sends him a whole crap ton of free beer. Then the internet starts Venmoing him money so that he can buy more beer. And he's like, I don't need all this money. He was like, I just was saying something cool that my dad did to me before he passed away.
Aww.
And now he's got all this money in these donations and he's asking people to donate to like this amazing cancer institute instead
of
giving to him.
Everyone's like, remember that trauma you went through 6 years ago that you've now moved on from? Let's relive it with you now and bring it out. That's sweet.
It's sweet. And here he is talking about it, him and his sister.
It was awesome. I mean, it was the best present I could ask for.
I know the hardest thing for my dad was knowing the things that he was going to miss out on. My little brother was his entire world. We put it in an envelope that night, like taped it up and put it in a safe and kept it in her closet for the last almost 6 years now.
You know, it felt like he was with me. It's kind of crazy. I never expected it to blow up like this. $10 turned into 240 beers like from Budweiser, and now it could turn into however much money in donation.
See how that's so Wisconsin?
So Wisconsin. That's a cool... Where was this guy at?
This was in Massachusetts.
Oh, I was like, he was in Wisconsin? Listen, I'm going to give you a buck right now.
Okay.
If I die, you tell Owen and Hudson it's for the tip, buy your own damn beer.
Fair.
I'm just
and your
being
mom
honest.
Was cheap, even in afterlife.
Buy your own beer.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I couldn't even process that they were going to do another one of these because, quite frankly, I thought he was like 500 years old. I didn't even know he was capable.
He's 460 years old. Settle down.
Harrison Ford, who was hot 20 years ago, I'll admit it. He's like 100 now. But back in the day, he was Indiana Jones. He was a little hottie.
Yeah.
Not so much. But they're doing another Indiana Jones movie, and I started laughing. Like, that seems like... That that's, I feel like we've moved on.
This is Indiana Jones 5. The last one with Shia LaBeouf was terrible. The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
When was
like
that one?
That one came out in...
It doesn't
in...
count because I've never heard of it.
No, it doesn't. It was terrible. It doesn't count for anybody. That was a while ago. I want to say in like the mid-2000s, maybe. I don't know for sure.
Look, every now and then Hudson, my 7-year-old, will ask me about Indiana Jones, which makes me laugh. And I'm like, yeah, he was big when I was a kid. I loved it. I saw it at Universal Studios. It was everything when we were kids, but I don't... Who cares
anymore? They're so cheesy now. We tried to watch him again.
So cheesy. It's like, yes.
He's so close to the edge of death, and it's like, oh, what's going to happen? Is he going to die? No, of course he's not going to die. He's fine. He's going to fight off 9 bad guys with 1 sword. He's fine.
It was before the days of like Pixar, where the big rock coming to get him is actually just looks like a cheap plastic set item.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, look, I was shocked they were going to do another Indiana Jones but with Harrison Ford, but they are, and it's going to come out in July of 2022, so about a year and a half. What were
Disney,
you going to say?
That was Disney made it. They dropped a whole bunch of new movies that they're releasing.
What do you
that
mean?
Was one of them. Well, they said they're doing 10 new Star Wars
what
and
was
Marvel
one of
shows.
The
Indiana Jones.
Oh, the one
that's
with
a Disney
Shia
one.
LaBeouf.
Yes. No, new one is a Disney one. Like, Disney's releasing this movie.
Oh, in 2022.
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay, got it.
But along with that, they're doing like a whole bunch of new Marvel movies, like a Black Panther 2, a sequel to Black Panther without Chadwick Boseman. Obviously, he's passed away. They're doing they're doing a Cars spinoff TV show.
Black Panther is like still relevant, okay? Like, it's brand new. Indiana Jones, I mean, think about it. We don't realize how, like, the 80s were 40 years ago, dude. 40 years ago.
They're doing a whole crap ton. It's some more Star Wars movies and Star Wars shows that they're doing, Disney, because The Mandalorian is a big show on Disney Plus that Star Wars people love. The Mandalorian.
I never heard of this.
On Disney Plus.
Because I don't live in my basement with my Star Wars memorabilia, but go on.
But you do have kids that might like the other things. They're doing a Lion King prequel. Mm-hmm. They're doing a live
Lion
action.
King, great.
Yeah. They're doing a Cars spinoff. Which would be cool if your kids love cars.
My kids loved cars.
They're doing a Buzz Lightyear movie with Chris Evans, Captain America, voicing Buzz Lightyear instead of Tim Allen.
Why?
It's a Buzz Lightyear origin movie,
But no,
I guess.
Why is Tim Allen not voice? I want to know why Tim Allen got dropped. That's interesting.
It just says he'll take over for Tim Allen. It's a standalone origin film of Buzz Lightyear, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know why Tim Allen wouldn't do it. Maybe it's a younger version of Buzz Lightyear. I don't know. Does Buzz Lightyear even age? Does it make any sense? I don't know. So Indiana Jones,
you're a toy.
You don't age.
You don't age.
You don't
age.
By the way, Disney Plus is upping their subscription by $1 in March too. If you have Disney Plus,
so what? Now I got to pay $7.99 instead of $6.99. I'll live.
Work it off in the sweat mines.
Right.
Go! You can always call or text us, 414-799-1037. So, what is something for you that didn't quite live up to the hype that everybody built it up to be? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll hear about things. Maybe it's a TV show. Maybe it's
an item. A TV show's a good example of something people go, you gotta watch this.
No, I don't. That happened to me with Schitt's Creek. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Everybody raves. You didn't like it? Now I want to watch it to see if you're on crack.
I've
never heard someone say anything bad about that
I watched
show.
The first two episodes. It didn't hook me in. I was like, I'm not going to keep going. That's just me, though. That's me.
You know what I went to see that really just made me... I laughed out loud because I couldn't believe how stupid it was.
What was it?
When I was in college, I got to go on a trip for a media trip, and we were sightseeing in Paris. And a lot of people have never been to Paris. If you could ever afford to go, it's amazing.
Yeah.
However, when you're in Paris, there's like all these sightseeing things you got to do. And one of them is to go see the Mona Lisa.
And the Louvre.
And the Louvre, which is just a literal painting. And we've all seen the Mona Lisa, the picture at least. We've just never seen it in person. So I'm like, wow, I'm going to see the Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Heard about this my whole life. And I walked up, and there's all these people standing in a museum around the most faded piece of crap picture I've ever seen.
It's old, Allie.
It has a big glass covering on it, and I'm like, this is it?
You know,
and everyone's taking pictures, and they're all reflecting off the glass, so nobody's got a good picture. I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever gone to see in my life.
You know that thing's been stolen, like, several times from employees, and that's why it's...
Let them have it.
That's why.
I don't get it.
That's why it's kept under such lock and key.
Of all the things.
Yeah. But
it was so underwhelming.
But didn't live up to the hype.
Who told me to come here?
Didn't live up to the hype.
Somebody texted in Instagram. I don't understand why everyone's so into it.
Well,
they don't like... I like Instagram.
Some people don't.
They said the interface sucks.
They did change. Instagram has changed as of late, and it does suck. It's very,
Somebody
very
texted
bizarre.
In, who hasn't lived up to the hype? Being an adult.
Fair.
And then this is going to make you snap. Somebody said the air fryer didn't cook things like people claimed. I disagree.
You know what didn't live up to the hype for me?
The air fryer's been amazing for me.
The Instant Pot didn't live up to the hype for me.
Yep.
Everybody raved about the Instant Pot. They were all the rave. What was it, last year?
I raved about it. And even I'm saying, hell no, move on with your life.
It's a pressure cooker, and I tried it. The chicken came out terrible. Yes, I used it correctly. I know what I'm doing in the kitchen. I didn't like it. Didn't live up to the hype for me. I got rid of it.
My Instant Pot's just sitting in my pantry. I really do think the air fryer replaced that for me.
Totally.
Because I can cook things so quick and they're moist. Yeah, I said it.
The problem is,
and they're good. And
you don't have the right air fryer, probably, because you probably got a crappy one.
The person listening.
Yeah,
correct.
That's what I'm saying.
They didn't get a nice enough one.
Maybe you didn't get a good air fryer.
Because you should be able to put stuff in that air fryer and it pop out amazing.
Uh-huh. I did fish sticks the other night. So good. So good.
The most bait. You said your wife was like, Rick said his wife, you said, stop buying stuff and putting the freezer is full. And he goes, I got to air fry everything, honey.
I'm doing pizza rolls this
weekend. Freaking
weirdo. I'm doing sweet potato fries, fish sticks.
Air fryer is your life. Somebody texted in, this is going to be controversial, but The Office. I think it's so overhyped. I can't get into it.
Yeah, I haven't seen an episode of The Office. Ah, that's going to get me lit up. 414-799-1037.
I'll leave you with this one. Somebody texted in marriage.
Didn't live up to the
hype. Divorced. Amen.
My first marriage also.
Overhyped your whole life, and then you get in and you're like, this is stupid.
So what's something that did not live up to the hype and you were a little let down? 414-799-1037. Oh, I thought of one more.
What?
When we were little.
What?
Stop, drop, and roll. Do you remember Stop, Drop, and Roll?
Of course.
How much they hyped that up?
Stop, drop, and roll if you're in a fire.
Yeah. I have never been on fire in my life. I grew up thinking I was going to be on fire all the time. Did not live up to the hype.
If you were on fire,
but I would never be on fire.
Never say never. I said I'd never be on fire, and look at my life now. I'm a hot mess. Listen, brah.
So everybody hyped it up like it was going to be the greatest thing ever. But it didn't live up to the hype for you. What was it?
Our texts are hysterical. Somebody texted in, my baby daddy didn't live up to the hype.
Of course.
Somebody else said, the hot chocolate bomb is so overrated. I have seen these on social media where you just pour, it's like a little ball of chocolate and you pour like milk or
something.
There's
like marshmallows and sprinkles inside of it.
And it falls apart when you're drinking it.
You just pour hot milk on it and it makes hot chocolate.
But somebody said that's overrated.
Is it?
I don't know.
No. 414-799-1037. Mm-hmm. Oh, piggybacking off what you said about the Mona Lisa, Allie.
Yeah, how stupid it was.
You went
it was
to
like
Paris?
This faded picture and I couldn't believe I wasted my time going to look at it. Yeah.
You ever heard of the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Of course. I've seen pictures. I've never. What country?
It's in Italy. It's in Italy. It's in Florence.
Now. I knew Italy.
It's in Florence, Italy. My wife and I went there on a cruise for our honeymoon, right?
Yeah, so we're
like, we're going to go check out Florence.
Everybody's
we're see...
got the picture with them like holding it or leaning. Yeah.
Trying to hold it up. Yeah. So we go to, it's a Pisa, Leaning Tower of Pisa. And we get there and that's literally all it is. It is the most overhyped thing in the world.
It
doesn't look that big. It's just, it's a slanted tower. It's crowded. You can walk up to the top of it, but why would you? It doesn't make any sense.
It's like the Mayan ruins. I'm probably going to get beat up for that. It's like going to the Mayan ruins and you're like, it's a bunch of rock.
I mean, I mean, historically, it's cool to be there. Like, wow, I'm witnessing what's been around for so long.
Uh-huh.
But still, I was like, this isn't worth the hype. We could have been to like so many other cool places.
You're right. And then somebody texted in, 2020 wasn't what we thought it would be. That's fair.
Not at all.
Chris is in Muskego on
Chris,
the phone.
414-799-1037. Good morning, Chris. What's something that didn't live up
Good
to
morning.
The hype for you?
Well, I'll give you two things. First of all, one of them is the TV show Gotham, which is on Netflix.
Well, which
Gotham?
One is it? Gotham?
Gotham.
Okay.
That's
actually the beginning of Batman.
Yes.
Got it. So that's not good?
The show was fantastic, but the way the director... made the last episode a crappy cliffhanger because, of course, they canceled the damn show afterwards.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
Yep.
And the second one is all the crap that you get as seen on TV that don't work with crap.
Yep. I agree with you. There's so much stuff I buy that I'm like, that would be so good in my life. And it's like 1 in 10 do what they're supposed to do.
If that... Mm-hmm. If that, yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Somebody texted in and said Disney World is so overrated. It's not that Disney World's overrated. It's when you add in the lines and the people and the prices that it becomes overrated. It's fun if you take those things out.
Yep.
Get rid of the people.
It's, It is better if you do get the fast passes.
I agree.
Way better.
But that's
more
money. It changes your life.
And that's more money.
But if you're going to go to Disney World, just do it, man.
If you're already spending the money, why not?
Because it doesn't even get you on every ride quicker. It only gets you on a few rides. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, dude.
All right, guys.
What was he
going to
say?
Morning.
He wasn't done.
Yeah, what were we
going to
say?
What?
That's perfectly fine.
Oh, he's like, I'm done.
Somebody sent me a message. They sent me a DM. I think that the Dells did not live up to the hype. The Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
For them.
I mean, the Dells to me is a... How do I say this nicely? And because I love the Dells, but it's a small town vacation in my mind. But I go there every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Except for this past year. This is the first year we didn't go. Yeah.
It is what it is. It's just a cheaper, nice vacation than you would spend going to Florida for a week to Disney World. It is what it is.
I agree with you. But the first time I went.
Stay in those hotels and be fine.
Yeah.
Go on.
The first time I went to the Dells was in October, so everything was shut down.
Oh,
that's why it didn't live up to the hype for me.
Well, that didn't work out for you.
I just went at the wrong time. Thank you for the calls and the texts. Yes. Is that untreated depression in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
Wait, what?
What? Huh?
What did you just say?
Is that untreated depression in your pants, or are you just happy to see me?
I don't know. What day is it? What does this mean?
There was a pill mix-up, Allie. A very embarrassing pill mix-up by a pharmaceutical company. I want to tell you about this in a second.
Okay.
Nothing bad has happened yet, but we'll tell you about it in a second.
All right.
By the way, our holiday helpers are happening. You got 10 days left to donate at 1037kissfm.com. Mm-hmm. The 11th, you got till the 21st. To make a virtual donation, we'll turn it into a physical donation, put it under the tree for some kids in Milwaukee this year.
Yeah.
Making it happen with Toys for Tots. Go to 1037kissfm.com and click on Holiday Helpers.
Very nice. And thank you in advance.
Yep. So there's a pharmaceutical distributor called Avcare. Apparently, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical companies here and there.
Some pharmaceutical place.
They make some medications, including some pills for depression that people use for treating their depression. And they also make some pills for erectile dysfunction for some men that have trouble with, you know, getting the hot dog going
so
in the bedroom.
So they're trying to help people no matter what the problem is.
No matter
depression, what it is. Erectile dysfunction, got you.
Well, they had to recall a bunch of medications because they accidentally mixed up the two. So people that were they mixed up the two medications somehow in their chain, in their factory. Somehow this got switched around. So some people were getting actually both in their pill bottles. So they were getting, it was like roulette. Am I going to get treatment for my depression or something that's going to give me a long-lasting...
So this guy, let's say, imaginary guy, has his pills for depression and he doesn't know they're actually erectile dysfunction pills. And meanwhile, there's a guy with erectile dysfunction who's like, hey, honey, come on. And he goes and takes an antidepressant, has no clue why nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening at all. I'm very happy, but nothing's happening.
I'm very happy, but nothing else is happening.
I mean, I'm happy, but nothing's happening. What's going on?
If only antidepressants made you that happy. They don't.
But
they just make you feel a little bit better.
Like, all jokes aside, it can be dangerous to take medication that's not prescribed to you.
Yeah.
So nobody has had any negative side effects, thank goodness.
God.
Nobody's had anything bad happen that they've seen.
Aren't they getting sued, though?
I don't know yet, because probably it was one of those mix-ups that they found as soon as it went out, and they went, Jim, did you switch these around? Did you put the boner pills with the depression pills? What's your problem, dude? What did you do?
It's some guy in the factory who's about to quit,
Watch
by the
this.
Way. He's
Watch
like, I'll
this.
Get him good.
Watch this.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. So, interesting story.
Well, now I'm paranoid to take my pills. Great.
Right? It's Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson announced she was getting a divorce right in the middle of quarantine. At the time, everyone was shocked. Friends and family were like, we didn't see this coming. And I remember being like, what happened? Because if it happens abruptly, something happened, clearly.
Something.
But
infidelity.
And that's usually what I think, but I'm thinking it was actually all about money. Because they are suing each other.
What?
She's claiming that he defrauded her out of millions of dollars when managing her.
Kelly Clarkson's claiming this?
Her own husband, yeah. She said she filed the docs with the California Labor Commission.
Yep.
She said that he served as her manager, but he defrauded her by charging exorbitant fees and she wants all of it back. She said he wasn't even allowed to legally be her talent agent because he never got a license.
Yeah.
So basically, she was paying him as though he was her manager, and now that they're divorced, divorcing, she's coming out and saying, oh, no, 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 you owe me all this money. Because before she did this, he sued her, saying she owed him more money.
Oh, my God.
And then she did the counter suit. It's a mess. Yeah, so now I'm like, oh, this was money. Something happened with money in that, and it's something shady was going on, and Kelly didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the story is, but he, remember I asked, he was asking for like $500,000 in spousal support or something stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, take the $100,000 in child support and be on your way, Brandon.
Yes. Get your kids something nice.
You don't need another $400,000.
You've got enough money. Take them to Chick-fil-A and you'll be fine.
God. So, right? So yeah, so Kelly Clarkson must be loving life. This is what she's going to be like me, where she never wants to get married again because you go through so much crap in the divorce. It makes you go, I'm fine being with somebody, but I don't ever want to be married again because all this legal crap has become a mess.
And
you know?
Don't date and marry somebody you work with. It rarely does it work out. Very rare.
We have former coworkers getting married.
We do.
But I always say, let's see. You always say, but they're together. I go, right now.
Uh-huh.
I always
right
tell
now.
People, or somebody will say to me, but that guy cheated on her and they're still together. They're working it out. And I always say to them, right now.
Yeah.
I go, don't assume that they're happy now because they're appearing that way. It's 6 months later. They could just, that doesn't mean that there's not a
happy
dooming
now
split.
Happy now does not mean happy always.
It's
all
kind
the time.
Of what I try to tell people. It does. You can come back from it.
Well, yeah.
But don't assume that they made it through. Give it a couple more years.
Yeah. Why do you feel like a bad person? Why?
I just don't know if I'm doing it enough. I don't do it that often, and I feel like I might be a bad person, so I got to get some perspective and ask other people how often they do this.
Fair enough. It's Riggs and Allie on 103.7 KISS FM.
And I think you do this. You should.
Yeah.
You're a dog owner.
Sure am.
How often do you wash your dog? I'm not even kidding. How often do you bathe the dog? Because it's been months, and you know, people will be like, she stinks. I'll be like, it's not her, it's her breath. I'll be like, trust it, I'll give her a greenie, and I'm like, but I feel bad because, you know, we shower like every day. So I look at pets and I feel like we're doing them a disservice when we don't bathe them that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
how often? I have a black lab, so it also depends on the dog.
The breed, yes,
a
it
lot
does.
Of, like a lab is pretty low maintenance, a lot of it with baths and stuff, you know? But like,
so is my dog.
Yeah.
So, Samson, who's going to be 8 next week, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. And when they're bigger, it's harder to wash them, so it's more of a production.
Dude, he's 65 pounds.
Right, like if I had a little dog, it'd probably get washed in the sink every third day.
Right, because it's easy.
Because it's easy.
But in order for me to give my dog a bath, I've got to take him into the shower. There's a stand-up shower.
You have to physically pick him up, don't
and
you?
And he hates it, so I have to pick. I have to force him into the shower, like, let's go, push him, and just reluctantly push him in there.
I like push her into the bathtub. She gets so pissed.
Yeah, he hates it so much. Hates it. But if you shoot him in the face with a hose, he can't get enough of it. Loves it. Loves it.
So how often do you wash him? Like, tell the truth.
Like, I'm in a different situation. Because
why?
When we take him to Camp Bow Wow, I make them give him a bath. I make them give him a bath.
So if they didn't. Okay, fine. Let's
if they didn't,
they didn't,
before that existed for me, probably once a month. Maybe twice, maybe once every 2 months.
Oh my God, you said more than once a month. I'm like,
No. Once a month, maybe once every couple months, maybe. Okay. Maybe. Not a lot, though. I don't feel like you need it because I think
I don't either.
Dogs don't take baths in nature. Like if a dog wasn't in a house,
fair.
When would a dog ever take a bath?
Never. They'd get in a lake and they'd swim around and they'd go on with their lives.
So we only clean dogs for us, for the smell. That's the only reason we would give a dog a bath, I think.
I think you're right. 414-799-1037. I think you might be right because I do agree they don't need to be washed as often, but there's something inside me that feels like I'm a bad parent because I don't bathe her that much, but she's a black lab, so she's fine.
If you run them outside all the time and they're always muddy and getting dirty all the time and you're not washing them, maybe that might be a little more gross, a little more different, but I don't know. How often do you wash your dog? It's a good question.
It sounds so funny.
It's a logical question.
I gotta keep it light. I wanna know.
It is or cat. 414-799-1037.
Guide me, people.
We wanna know. You can call or text to 414-799-1037. What's an appropriate amount of times to wash your dog, if ever?
And when do you become a bad dog parent?
Uh-huh.
Also.
Kiss FM. The question on the table, is Allie a bad dog owner?
Yes, but how bad of a bad? No, I love my Bella, but you know, I got two kids. I'm a single mom. She struggles a little after I had kids. I admit it, but we love her and she's part of the fam. She gets more attention now that the kids are older.
But you were worried that you weren't bathing her enough.
Yeah, or often enough. I still am worried because I don't bathe her that often. But she's a lab, and people like if somebody says she stinks, I'm like, oh no, that's her breath.
Oh, it's totally the breath.
Because she goes outside and eats nasty things, but that's a side note.
And so, I don't think it matters because I think dogs don't bathe naturally in the wild unless they just run in the lake. You don't wash them with soap, but I don't think it matters.
How often do you got to wash your dog?
414-799-1037.
Sounds like a funny question.
Amy, good morning. Where's she at?
She's in Maguanago this morning.
Amy, what do you think? What's an appropriate time to wash your dog? How often?
Sounds so funny.
It all depends on the breed. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We rescued a French Mastiff 9 months ago.
Thank you for doing rescuing.
She's 100
pounds. Yeah.
And she's a big girl. Mm-hmm. And we've given her bath twice. And believe me, she probably could use another one because she does stink.
Okay.
Not only her breath, but everything.
Okay.
But they say not to give a big breed dog baths more than twice a year.
Oh, they do. Okay. Well, this is then I was today years old. So when I learned this, okay.
By the way, who is
less bad about not bathing Bella?
Who is they, by the way? You said they said this. Like you read this?
It was just, you know, a census. Yeah.
Okay.
Like something she read somewhere.
Right.
And she's all summer long in the lake, so that's the nice part.
Okay. Well, then that dog's getting clean,
Unless the lake smells.
Yeah. She's very spoiled. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So a couple times a year.
Yeah, a couple times a year.
All right.
Okay.
There's also doggy dry shampoo.
Dry shampoo for dogs? I know they made it for women.
Hold on. This is hysterical. Yeah.
Was it just like talcum powder?
Yep, it's like a powder. It's made for dogs and horses and cats.
Ooh,
You put it on her or him or whatever and just brush it in.
Yeah.
You know what this is what I love about the internet, Amy. I Googled how often should you bathe your big dog, and this is what made me laugh about what it said. It said, at a minimum, it's advised to bathe your dog at least once every 3 months. And then at the end it says, if your dog starts to smell, it's probably time for a bath, though. So basically it's like one or the other.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah,
appreciate
that. Does it smell or has it been three? I don't know. You know,
how often should I eat? Eat when you're hungry. Thanks, internet. Yeah. Thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's going to be getting the bath soon because she's stinking.
All right.
But
there you go.
That's just for you, so I get that. So, okay. Good.
What is your French Mastiff's name, by the way, Amy?
Daz.
Cool name for a dog.
Jazz.
Like
Daddy Jazz.
Oh, Jazz. Jazz.
Cute.
All that Jazz.
All right. That Jazz.
Well, shout out to Jazz, even though it doesn't speak English.
Adopt,
your dog.
Don't shop, baby.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you listening
this
morning.
Thank you.
Tom, good morning.
He's in Stallus. Hey,
what's up, Tom?
Good morning.
How often do you wash your Doge?
Such a funny question.
We take him in once a month to the groomer, and he gets a wash and a cut.
Okay.
Okay. I need to do that.
The one we went to, she would actually, at the end of the year for the next year, she'd schedule us for, you know, every month.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like the dentist. They're like scheduling you to come back. Yeah. What kind of dog do you have, Tom?
Is a Westie Terrier.
Okay.
Aww. So it's smaller, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I get the grooming every month. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So your Westie Terrier gets a bath and a little pampering once a month.
Aww.
Once a month.
Exactly.
What is your Westie Terrier's name, by the way?
Bailey.
Bailey. All right, cool.
I love hearing dog names. I like that you're asking that.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Noelle's in Racine today.
What the hell, Noelle? I love saying that. How often do you wash your doggo?
So my parents have 2 chow chows, and they go about every 3 months.
Okay, that's not bad.
They're like a little more high maintenance because they have that long, crazy fur. So they have like sticks and like dirt balls stuck in their fur all the time.
Balls.
Oh, my God. I just Googled what a chow chow is. Those guys are so fluffy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Very fluffy. So, they're not hypoallergenic. You probably need to wash those and keep them maintained, I would think.
Well, I mean, they actually don't get as bad as you would think.
Right.
So we usually bring them every 3 months unless it's like springtime where it's more dirty outside. Then they get really stinky because of their fur. Then they go more often. But
it looks like a lion mixed with a pug. It's so adorable.
Yeah.
A lion. What did she have again?
A chow chow.
I was answering the phones.
And two chow chows, right? What are their names?
Oh, yeah.
Bandit and Wicket.
They look. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've said all this when I was on the phone. Sorry if I'm repeating everything. It's like a Pomeranian.
Oh, those do, yeah.
That's what it looks like to
me. A little Pomeranian.
It's one of those things where you hear the breed and you've heard of it and you're like, but I still need to Google for a second to get if you don't know.
It's like they had a Pomeranian and then they smashed its face in. They smashed the snout and they said, oh, it's a chow chow now.
They are big.
There you go.
Like
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you calling. Have a good one.
Yeah.
So I guess
I didn't even read the text yet because we've been talking. Oh, a lot of people are texting in.
To 414-799-1037. What we got?
Every couple of months, they said, I bathe mine.
All right.
And then I'm a pet groomer, depending on the breed and type of hair and haircut, every 6 to 8 weeks. I bathe my own labs every month. Nails should be done one time a month. Okay.
Yeah, I do nails. I'd usually do Samson's nails once a month. I'll take him to a place to have them done because
I go into Petco.
I'm terrified.
It's a walk-in.
You walk in,
it's like $10. You have to have the vaccines. You have to have proof of the vaccines.
Yeah.
But it's nice because they just call my vet. My vet says, yep, vaccinated, and they do the nails, and I leave.
There you go. Pamper your dog.
Yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.